finance and economics.
Foreign exchange markets. Currency paradox. Japan's strength produces a weak yen.
It does not require a financial detective to work out what is going on. Three sudden surges in the value of the yen on July 11th, 12th and 17th have raised suspicions that the Bank of Japan, or BOJ, is again intervening in currency markets. The bursts have left the currency at 156 yen to the dollar, up by 4% against the greenback, and marginally above the 37-year lows it reached earlier this month. Preliminary data suggests that the central bank sold over $35 billion of foreign exchange reserves on July 11th and 12th. The scale of the most recent apparent intervention remains unclear. These sales would add to over $120 billion of intervention in the past 2 years, more than half of which occurred between late April and late May. Such moves burn the fingers of currency traders. They are unlikely to have a long-term impact on the exchange rate, however, which will disappoint officials and delight the tourists now flooding Japan. The yen's astonishing weakness is most commonly explained by the divergence between American and Japanese monetary policy. Although the BOJ has lifted interest rates a fraction, the rise has hardly matched the Federal Reserve's, meaning that investors have preferred dollars over the past few years. Yet things have recently moved in a different direction. The gap between America's and Japan's 5-year government bond yields has narrowed by more than a percentage point since October. Oddly, over the same period, the yen has fallen by another 4% against the dollar. Why is the yen continuing to weaken? Successful corporate governance reforms may be in part to blame. As a consequence of changes that began under Abe Shinzo, whose second spell as Prime Minister ran from 2012 to 2020, Japanese companies have become increasingly focused on returns on investments and have shed needless shareholdings in other firms. Indeed, the country's stocks have outperformed those in most of the non-American rich world over the past decade. But the focus on returns is also pushing money overseas. In the year to the end of May, Japanese firms invested $178 billion more abroad than foreign firms invested in the country, up from $72 billion in 2010. Although flows of portfolio investment in and out of Japan, money entering and leaving, stocks, bonds and other securities, are volatile, direct investment is clearly going in one direction, out of the country. A recent decision by TSMC to build factories in Kumamoto province in the south of Japan caught international attention, but the Taiwanese semiconductor giant remains an outlier. Japan's cultural oddities and language barriers ultimately deter many overseas companies considering a move. The total stock of foreign direct investment in the country is worth just 5% of GDP, a figure that puts it near the very bottom of global rankings, between Kiribati and Burundi, and far below the global average of 44%. As such, there is simply not much demand for the yen. The greater focus on returns has changed what Japanese companies do with overseas profits too. Rather than bringing home cash made abroad, they now increasingly keep it in higher-yielding foreign bonds and investments. Japan ran a trade deficit of 4 trillion yen in the year to May. According to Japan's official statistics, this is more than offset by the earnings of the country's companies overseas, known as the primary income balance, which registers a healthy surplus of 37 trillion yen. But if these earnings are not actually returning to Japan and being converted to yen, then they will not support the exchange rate. That makes Japan's consistent current account surplus, which should in theory prop up the currency, something of a mirage. Indeed, an estimate by Karakama Daisuka of Mizuho Bank suggests that only a tenth of the primary surplus is reflected in actual flows of cash returning to the country. Over the very long run, Japan's attractiveness as a location for supply chain diversification may help to strengthen the yen. More immediately, if the Federal Reserve begins to cut interest rates faster than markets now expect, the narrowing of the gap between American and Japanese bond yields will support the currency. However, there are also forces pulling in the opposite direction. Given Japan's shrinking labor force, it is difficult to imagine that a rush of companies will follow TSMC's example. Moreover, as long as Japanese firms continue to become more disciplined, lean, and effective, they will continue to put pressure on the currency. That is, at least, good news for Americans keen to sample some omakase.